Iraq's prime minister has reacted to arson at a storage site for ballot boxes from the country's recent parliamentary elections. Haider Labadi condemned the burning of the election warehouse in Baghdad as part of a plot against the nation and its democracy. He said Baghdad will take all necessary measures and pledged, an iron fist policy against those who undermine the country's security. Meanwhile, Iraq's independent Higher Election Commission said that all the ballots boxes that is in that warehouse are safe. Ballot boxes are needed for a manual recount of votes mandated in a law passed by the Iraqi parliament last Wednesday. The measure follows allegations of widespread irregularities in last month's elections.
A fire has ripped through Iraq's largest ballot storage site in eastern Baghdad. Around half of the capital's ballot boxes from May parliamentary elections were inside the warehouse when the fire broke out.
We are standing on the venue of the fire, and as you can see, black smoke is still billowing. It is very hard to breathe, to be honest with you. Firefighters are still trying to get into the depots where the ballot boxes are. They are trying to save what they can of the ballot boxes. This, as many are now asking the question in Iraq, of whether or not this was an accident or an act of sabotage.
The depot was set ablaze just days ahead of a proposed nationwide recount of the votes over allegations of fraud.
At 3 p.m. local time in Baghdad, the fire broke out in the ballot boxes depot. We rapidly acted to contain the fire and have transported the ballot boxes to safer storage places. The election equipment caught fire. However, I can assure you, not one ballot box was damaged.
In an exclusive interview with Press TV, Iraq Interior Minister described the incident as, quote, a crime.
We want to assure the people of Iraq their votes have not been damaged by today's incident, which we consider a crime. We have assigned a team to launch an investigation into what happened today, and we are waiting for the results of the investigation.
The Interior Minister also confirmed to Press TV the manual recount of votes will not be affected.
Our forces have contained the fire and have transported the ballot boxes to safer locations. The ballot boxes saw no harm. However, the electronic voting devices were damaged. This, however, will not affect the manual recount of the votes.
Last Wednesday, Parliament demanded an all-out manual recount of 10.5 million votes cast during the May 12 legislative polls. Lawmakers also sacked all 9 members of the Independent Higher Electoral Commission after substantial evidence of fraud in the vote surfaced.
We have the copies of the SD RAMs which contain all the information regarding the votes. We also have another copy at the Baghdad Governorate headquarters, and the damage inflicted on the voting devices will not affect the electoral process.
Despite that, House Speaker Salim Jabouri was quick to condemn the fire as a deliberate act and a planned crime aimed at hiding instances of fraud and manipulation of votes. He also called for the election to be a rerun. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Baghdad.